From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us today. It's good to have you listening in as we let the Bible speak. This is Alan Cairns with you once again to direct your attention later in the broadcast to our ongoing series of studies in Colossians chapter 1. This week we're in verse 21 and 22, and the subject is reconciliation with God, personal, perfect, and permanent. A glorious subject, and I invite your attention to it. We'll be turning there in just a few minutes. But first we start with our daily devotional, which today, on the subject of counting our blessings, is taken from James chapter 1, verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. The Lord gives His children only what's good for them. He never tempts them to sin. He works in them and upon them to keep them from sin and to lift them out of sin when they fall into it. Some early Christians needed to be reminded of these truths, for they tended to blame the Lord for the enticements to sin which their trials brought their way. The holiness and the goodness of God make such an idea monstrous. Let us not make the mistake of those early believers. We would greatly lighten the burden of our afflictions if we ceased complaining and blaming the Lord, and if we began to meditate upon His manifold mercies. Psalm 68:19 tells us that He daily loadeth us with benefits. The evidences of His goodness are all around us. He is the Creator, the Father of lights, who made the heavenly bodies from which we derive our light, our heat, and even our entire environment. We should never forget that what we all too easily pass off as the facts of nature are in reality God's gracious gifts to us. The Lord is not only our Creator, He is also our Savior, for He has regenerated us unto eternal life. His benefits in creation are great, but His gifts in saving grace are even greater. Better still, the Lord is immutable in His kindness toward us. With Him is no variableness or shadow of turning. The lights in the heavens will cease to shine one day, but our Creator and Savior will never cease to love us and to bless us. Have you been blaming God when you should have been blessing Him? As the hymn says, count your many blessings, and you really will be surprised at what the Lord has done. And our thought for the day, God's giving deserves our thanksgiving.
Surprise you what the Lord hath done.
you're a regular listener to Let the Bible Speak, you will no doubt have heard me mention the booklet Separated Unto the Gospel. Let me tell you a little more about it, and perhaps you'll decide you would like to receive a free copy. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church here in North America, and this booklet aims to tell you what you need to know about our church. In a time when mainline Presbyterianism has become increasingly apostate, some people are surprised to find Presbyterians who still believe the Bible and stand for it without apology or compromise. Free Presbyterians are not the only Presbyterians who do this. There are other faithful men and churches, and we thank the Lord for them. However, they are increasingly difficult to find, and we want to nail our colors to the mast. We believe the Bible and seek to be faithful to it in every area. The booklet Separated Unto the Gospel sets forth a very brief historical sketch of how the Free Presbyterian Church came into being and what its doctrines and practices are. We know that in an age when there are so many charlatans and compromisers of Scripture around, people are justly wary of anything with which they are not familiar. We hope this booklet will help you to get to know us a little better. We'd be happy to send it to you free of charge if you write or call and request it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is ltbs@freepres.org. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-866-877-LTBS, 1-866-877-5827. So if you'd like to have the booklet Separated Unto the Gospel, make sure you write or call. We look forward to hearing from you. It's now time to return to our studies in Colossians chapter 1, verses 21 and 22, on the subject of reconciliation with God. In yesterday's broadcast, we were noting particularly the words, "but now." And we were noting that those words are used by the apostle to denote a critical change of state before God. What we're going to do today, in the will of the Lord, is to reiterate those words and then move on to make three vastly important deductions from them. So let's now turn to the Word of God as we consider a little more of the present state of friendship, fellowship, and acceptance that reconciled believers have with their God in and through the Lord Jesus Christ. Once you were cut off from God by your sin, but now He has reconciled you to Himself by the death of His own incarnate Son. And having reconciled you, He purposes to set you forth before all His creatures in the glory of sinless perfection. And in token of that, He now firmly grounds you in the faith of the gospel, and He keeps you from being moved away from it. Now that's a huge statement, but that's the statement of our text this morning. The subject is simply put, reconciliation with God. Personal, perfect, and permanent. And as Paul deals with this subject, he sets forth three great truths that will highlight the need for reconciliation, the nature of reconciliation, and the purpose, goal, or result of reconciliation. Having dealt with our past enmity, he now comes to deal with our present amity, or friendship with God. He says, but now He reconciled you. This is what you were, but now He reconciled you. Underline the words, but now. He says, now He has reconciled you. You were alienated, but now He reconciled you. You were enemies in your mind by wicked works, but now He reconciled you. In other words, He has instituted a state of the closest possible friendship and fellowship with God. That's what He's saying to God's people. Now, this is a study that's far too big for me to do more than outline this morning. First of all, he's saying the estrangement is gone. The alienation is gone, and it's replaced by nearness. We have read Ephesians chapter 2, where he says, you are made nigh. Verse 13. You're made nigh. You're brought near to God. Ephesians 3, verse 12 says that in Christ we have boldness and access with confidence, with assurance, boldness and access, nearness to God. We've often quoted Hebrews 10:19, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. And every time I quote that, I take the opportunity to give you John Brown of Edinburgh and how he interpreted that. And I think he's right. We take it to say, we have boldness to enter into the holiest. I don't really think that's what Paul is saying. That comes later when he says, let us draw near. What he's saying is, and the Greek text is very simple here, he says, it simply says, we have confidence regarding the entrance into the holiest. Now let that be our confession this morning. We have confidence regarding the entrance into the holiest. Now ask yourself again the question I have so often asked when I quote this passage. What entrance into the holiest is this entire book of Hebrews all about? It's all about Christ's entrance into the holiest.
And Paul is saying now, and this is chapter 10, remember, chapter 9 has been dealing specifically and at large with Christ's entrance into the holiest upon his resurrection and his ascension. He has entered in with his own precious blood. Now Paul says, we have confidence regarding that entrance into the holiest. Let us draw near in full assurance of faith. We can enter in. Why? Because Christ has entered in. I put it this way. We are near as he is. Do you remember the old hymn? Near to the heart of God, nearer I cannot be, for in the person of his Son I am as near as he. If Christ and his people are one, as the head and the body are one, it is impossible but that the believer enjoys the same nearness to God as Christ himself, and on the same ground and merit and basis. The estrangement is gone. Christ has bridged the gulf, and he has made us nigh to God, near to God, dear to God, as Christ himself is. The hostility is gone, and it has been replaced by peace. We were reading this morning in Romans 5, verse 1. Therefore, being or having been justified by faith, we have peace with God. It's a pity that preachers very often simply jump immediately to the subjective state of mind that we term peace. The peace of God, the gift of peace, that we live with tranquility of heart. It's a good thing to have that peace, and that certainly is the result, ultimately, of what we're talking about. But there's many a person who's living in tranquility who does not have peace with God. This is more than living in tranquility. This is the removal of all hostility. The enmity removed. So that now we stand at peace with God. The peace of justification. The hatred is gone. No longer enemies in our minds by wicked works. The hatred is gone, and it's replaced by love. You remember how John puts this in 1 John chapter 4, verse 10, herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Verse 16, we know and believe, we have known and believed, the love that God hath to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love, dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. One of the most far-reaching texts in all the New Testament. As he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. Now here's the total reversal. Estrangement replaced by nearness. Hostility replaced by peace. Hatred and enmity replaced by love. And the price of this reconciliation, it was high. Was in the body of his flesh through death. Now, this reconciliation necessitated three things. Incarnation, the body of his flesh. Identification in the body of his flesh. And propitiation through death. Now, those are three huge New Testament themes. Paul is emphasizing the third, but not losing sight of the others. It's in the body of Christ's flesh through death that we have this reconciliation with God. In other words, by becoming incarnate and thus identifying himself with his people, bone of our bone and flesh of our flesh, the Lord Jesus Christ was enabled to suffer and bleed and die. Apart from an incarnation, there could be no salvation. Apart from the incarnation, there could be no propitiation, for no blood of bulls or goats or calves could ever take away sin. And God, being pure spirit, cannot suffer, bleed, and die. To do that, the Son of God took flesh, and in the body of his flesh, he became the peace offering. So reconciliation, peace with God, is because of Christ's work as our peace offering. He purchased our peace with his own precious blood. You have a picture of this, of course, in the Old Testament scriptures, where you have the details of the peace offering. Those are fascinating offerings. The five major offerings set forth in the opening chapters of the book of Leviticus. Very often overlooked by people who don't read them. I think you should read them, and read them with care and attention. You'll find that they are wonderful portraits of particular aspects of the indivisible work of Christ. The peace offering, as its name suggests, highlights the cross work of Christ in relation to reconciling us to God. And there's a beautiful aspect in it. This offering was unique in one way. Part of the offering was consumed on the altar. God was satisfied. Part of the offering was eaten by the priest. The priest was satisfied. And part of the offering was eaten by the offering sinner. So the sinner was satisfied. What a picture of reconciliation. God, the sinner, and Christ. And as it were, they are all satisfied with the same sacrifice. God says he's satisfied with what Christ has done. Christ has seen of the travail of his soul, and he is satisfied. And when we partake of the merits of that sacrifice, we are satisfied. God and Christ and the sinner, all feasting, all rejoicing, satisfied in the one finished blood sacrifice of the cross. This peace was purchased by his blood.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. I hope that you found today's broadcasting a blessing to your heart. If you'd like to email us, our email address is ltbs@freepres.org. Or if you'd prefer, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We would love to hear from you. If you'd like to know how to be saved and how to be sure you're saved, we'd like to send you my booklet, A New Beginning, and I think that you'll find it very helpful. Each quarter we publish a free full-color magazine, Let the Bible Speak Quarterly, with a good variety of Bible teaching and testimony. It's available to all who request it. If you'd like to receive more information about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America and its ministry, we'd like to send you our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel. Or if you'd like to have tape or CD copies of the messages here in Let the Bible Speak, you may have them by contacting us. Or you may visit us on the web at letthebiblespeakradio.com. Now that's a lot of information to digest all at once, but you can find it all on our website, letthebiblespeakradio.com. There you'll be able to listen to and download our programs, visit our online bookstore, and read a text version of each day's commentary. So visit us today at letthebiblespeakradio.com. This is Alan Cairns saying thank you for listening. I trust that you'll join us each day at this time, Monday through Friday, as we Let the Bible Speak.